There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
If somebody's offering me $300 for my socks, I'm gonna give them $300 worth of stinky, dirty socks.
Oh, here we go! After 2 days being worn by you, they should permeate it with the scent of your perfect feet. And I said, cool, here's a PayPal link. We're straight.
Cool, here's the link. We're straight. Hello! Whoa, 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 welcome back to Flashback,
Flashback, Flashback, Flashback, Flashback, Flashback, Flashback, Flashback, Flashback,
with Smosh.
Flashback, with Smosh.
Okay, I know I say this every video.
You about to say that this is your favorite video?
This video is one of my top favorites.
Stop.
I'm not saying it's my favorite.
Okay.
But it's...
So you hate this one?
It's in my top three.
Top three?
Yeah. So this one is Paranormal Easy Bake. We wrote this probably right after the time like Paranormal Activity 2 came out or something like that.
Like it was just picking up and...
It was picking up steam.
Yeah, picking up steam.
Yeah, I really wanted to do something with found footage or something that could be implied that there was like some kind of hidden camera.
Yeah. So anyway, we're delving into what is probably our first like horror like parody.
Yeah. 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 And I think this is what spawned a whole bunch of horror parodies after this. Because this is so good.
So this is Paranormal Easy Bake.
I am so freaking scared right now.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
This actually scared some people.
Oh, yeah. Some people like told us when they were like kids and they thought it was real.
Yeah.
Because this is how Paranormal Activity, I feel like I'm saying that weird, Paranormal Activity, this is how those movies start.
Yeah, it says that they would like to thank the families of victims.
So, Ian, can you explain why we have all this food here on the counter?
Ever since I found this little toy oven on our doorstep, we've just been getting food randomly appearing here in the morning. It's kind of freaking me out.
Yeah, so that's why I've taken the liberty of setting up a few cameras around the house, so hopefully we can find this ghost or whatever is doing this.
All right, man. Going to bed.
Wait, we gotta sleep in my room.
This is a fan fiction.
I couldn't afford enough cameras for both of our rooms.
It does seem like a fan fiction. You're so angry about it.
We're cutting this part out, right?
Yeah, whatever. Just go to sleep.
Yeah, I remember this music.
Yeah.
Did you really sleep with stuffed animals?
Excuse me?
Aaron wants to know if I slept with stuffed animals?
What's wrong with that?
Those are not stuffed animals, those are pillows?
Those are his friends.
Yeah.
Stuffed animals.
How old was I? This was what, 2010?
You were like 14.
Yeah, I was 14.
I think he's like 14.
Yeah, yeah. I was still getting over, you know, certain things. And anyway.
If you went to somebody's house, you're like dating somebody, and they had stuffed animals in their bed.
I'm leaving.
You're leaving.
You're leaving?
Turning around and leaving.
What if it's their comfort?
I'm sensing some judgment.
Yeah.
I just don't think I can, like, I'm the right fit
What if
for
they're
them?
Beanie Babies?
Leaving immediately.
What if it's a
That's
collection?
Worse. That's
and it's
worse.
Worth millions of dollars.
Listen. We just like won't be a match.
What if it's a Tamagotchi?
then I'm staying.
What so that's in- a, where is the line?
That's yeah. a toy.
Where's the line?
What's the difference between a toy and a stuffed animal? A stuffed animal is a toy.
No, it's different.
What if, what's worse? A stuffed animal by the bed or a fleshlight?
A stuffed animal. 100% a stuffed animal. Why?
Just one stuffed animal?
One maybe single like stuffed one. Animal? Maybe one is okay.
Okay, so,
one
is okay. So two is too many, but two one is maybe many. Okay.
Yeah, if you have multiple stuffed animals as a grown adult.
I'm sensing a lot of, you're gonna get I chewed
just,
up
just
in the
just put it
retweets.
Away, just like hide it if you're inviting someone over.
You're also canceling out a lot of potential
you're about to
mates.
Get, you're about to get
okay.
cooked.
Okay, look, sorry, I'm not man. For you.
Peak male performance is having at least two stuffed animals by your bed.
Yeah. I learned it on a
agree
podcast.
Agree to disagree.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
They can
good
have
luck.
A fleshlight though, they can have a fleshlight.
All right.
Okay, so you haven't canceled out all of the male population.
Oh, come on, baby, just one kiss.
This is so much, so fan fiction coded.
Oh.
Speaking of, this Easy Bake Oven that we got in the back. This Easy Bake Oven that we got in the back.
Nani?
It works. And today we brought some ingredients so we can make something in the Easy Bake. I've never made anything in the Easy Bake Oven for real, have you?
No.
Did you do a Ian is Bored where you tried to make something in an Easy Bake Oven?
Did I? I probably have.
I'm
yeah,
like, right after you said no, I was like, I think you
yeah,
made something.
Yeah, I mean, we must have because we had it. Like,
yeah, I think that you did a video where you made something in Easy Bake Oven. Now I can't remember if I was part of it or not.
Yes, people, that is Anthony singing Britney Spears.
I like how I was just like, I've never had anything made in an Easy Bake Oven. And then you're like, I've never either. And there's literally video evidence of us both having something from an Easy Bake Oven.
Yeah.
Also forgot to mention you're doing these with night vision goggles on.
What the fuck?
I'm struggling to understand why.
Have you seen this video?
Well, there is night vision in this video.
That's true. Dude, well, we got them NVGs on.
Holy shit, this is tight. This
you
is
down
made
with
for,
NVG?
This is definitely made for a small, small child.
No, this is made for badasses. Dude, dude, is this... I feel like I'm in cyberpunk. I feel like I'm
dude,
ready to...
Are you in the future?
Dude, this is so Nova. Dude, I feel so... I don't know if I've ever felt cooler.
Whoa.
It looks so, like, flat to your head.
Yours too. My eyelashes are smashed up against it. That's
are they?
That's how tight it is on my head.
While we watch this video, we are going to cook a delicious Easy Bake Oven recipe. However, Easy Bake Oven recipes, they're not gluten-free and they're not vegan.
Yeah, they're behind
so,
the times.
So yeah, I know. So we tasked our art department with coming up with a gluten-free vegan dessert.
Yeah, and I heard it's really, really, really good.
Yeah, they said really good things.
Really
is it on right
things.
Now?
It's the light bulb's on.
Ah!
It is hot. It's starting to get warm.
Oh yeah, you feel
it's flickering. Is uh-oh. It supposed to do that? So we have a recipe here.
Uh huh.
Official recipe.
Great.
And we're gonna follow this.
I hate that it has a smiley face next to a recipe. This seems devious.
That's, you know someone's up to no good when they write that smiley face on there.
So we already got the suspicious bag of white powder. I asked our department to write not Coke on it, just so no one was confused.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got 2.5 tablespoons of sugar and 2.5 tablespoons of flour already mixed in here.
Okay.
So let's go ahead and start with that.
Yeah.
1 teaspoon of oil.
Oh, look at that. Ooh. Perfect measurement. This is gonna be delicious, I know it.
Damn. With measurements that precise, you know it's gonna be good.
Did you ever watch Great British Bake Off?
Oh yeah, I love Great British Bake Off. I think I've seen like 6 seasons.
Whoa, I mean that was such a comfort show.
Yeah, especially.
I came in late to it. Did you see the episode where they did- where
oh, fuck,
they
I put in too much.
Oh no. Dude, you should leave the pouring to me, bruh.
Okay.
Did you see when they did Mexican Week?
Yeah, and they were like, what's a taco? I've never had a taco.
Dude, it's a travesty.
All right, now we got 4 teaspoons of chocolate syrup.
Sugar-free chocolate syrup? What the fuck is in this?
Has anything paranormal ever happened to you?
I feel like it shouldn't be that color, but also this isn't real chocolate syrup. I think I feel like I know what it's gonna taste like.
I'll try a little bit. Ooh, it's actually good.
I don't know if I would consider that chocolate.
What is it?
But just it's got sugar? it's got a sweetness to it.
Soluble corn fiber. That's what it tastes like. Butter the plate, mix the other ingredients until no clumps.
No clumps.
All right, we're gonna butter this up.
Butter it.
Plant milk butter.
Should I start mixing this bad boy?
Yep, mix it up.
No clumps coming right up.
No clumps in the dumps.
All right, got my whisk.
Oh. See, this is why you're wearing an apron.
Oh. Yeah, actually, that's a real good reason.
Now I'm buttering this.
I feel like there's not enough liquid in here.
Yeah, what the fuck? What? Can you see how that? It says until no clumps.
Bro, this is all just clumps. It's all just clumping.
That is 100% clump. Did we mess up an ingredient here?
I don't think so. I think this is just like...
Dude, you're gonna be mixing that thing for the rest of the episode.
It's just all stuck in the whisk. What am I supposed to do about that? Am I not supposed to use the whisk?
It's always the whisk.
I think there's some clumps. I think there might be some clumps.
It is 100% clump.
I'm trying to stir it, but it's all just stuck within the whisk.
There is no way you're gonna get to a point that it's just one clump. It is one clump.
Hold on, declumping. Yep. The whisk is not it.
Our bowl is buttered.
Okay, you butter that bowl good?
Butter the bowl real good.
Anthony has decided to make a delicious, vegan, gluten-free, easy-bake oven brownie shit.
Does this have a name for the type of brownie? Easy-bake oven?
Demon Hellspawn brownie?
Demon Hellspawn brownie. Cool, so we're gonna mix it together until no clumps.
Okay. Well, how many hours do we have?
We accounted for right. 30 seconds of stirring.
20 minutes later.
It looks like a little turd.
It looks like a poop emoji. Wow, that looks really good for what we started with. What?
How did this transform so quickly? Damn, I kind of want you.
Ian is surprised that he actually made something that looks good.
You think Paul Hollywood's gonna be real proud of us?
I think you're gonna get a handshake. That looks good!
All right.
It's even got that shine to it.
Yeah, okay, let's transfer to the...
All right. Transfer.
Okay. Whoa, this is greasy.
You gotta get it buttered up. Is there
an
in-hole? That's
the warming chamber, yeah.
Okay, there's an in-hole and an out-hole.
Yeah, there's always an in-hole and out-hole.
Always.
Unless you have a cloaca. And which is used for in and out.
That's true.
Birds, they get it done.
Are we putting it in the hole?
I think, wait for it to, the conveyor belt to, catch it.
There's a conveyor belt?
I think yeah. Otherwise, how would it move through?
This doesn't look like it's going in.
And then flip it around and use the other end to push it in.
Oh, this is the pusher side.
Oh. Now we just set a timer.
Do we say 10 minutes or 20?
I want it now, though. I don't want to wait 10 minutes.
All right, I'm going to set a timer for 10 minutes.
This sucks. I want my treats now. Ugh. I guess we got to wait 20.
We got to wait. Let's continue. So, it's a good thing we got plenty of video to get through.
Now that, it's safe.
Ow. Oh, that went straight into my eye sockets. Whoa, the world looks so purple. Whoa.
I had some chocolate on my finger. I'm not just a baby.
Oh my God, look at your forehead. Zoom in on Ian's forehead.
Does it look bad? I can't.
Oh, it looks bad.
Let me see.
It looks bad. It looks like you literally look like, you look like you're in Home Alone. You got the hot iron that hit your head.
Eerie.
Oh shit!
Uh-oh.
The reveal!
What's happening?
This song is so sick. This song made the video though.
It's spooky.
Ian, wake up!
Plug your nose.
I'm drowning! Dude, what the hell?
I like how I just kept holding your nose for an extended period.
You ever tried that on somebody?
To wake them up?
Yeah.
By holding their
nose? Just suffocate them.
Yeah, but usually I do it with a pillow.
Yeah, that's always a fun way to wake up a friend. Try that at home.
Look, I was looking over the footage from last night.
Right.
Watch what you do. What the frick? Yeah.
This is what the frick came from.
Yeah, what the frick came from this.
Now I can't help but say what the frick. I say what the frick all the time in my real life, and I'm like, what's happening to me?
Ah, it's invaded your lexicon. Yeah.
What the frick?
Yeah.
The frick? I'm so freaking scared right now.
So freaking scared.
Look at me, I'm just... What is that incredible smell?
People say that when you're so scared.
I like to imagine that's something people would say.
What is that incredible smell?
Do you say frick here again?
Probably.
I frick.
Yeah. Oh, the plate of tacos.
Tacos. No, I don't.
Were those just Jack in the Box tacos? These are legit the same.
Bruh.
These are legit the same tacos from the video. Oh, Ian's going ham on them already. Oh. Do you want, would you like some hot taco sauce? It's for a hot taco.
I am a hot taco.
Yeah.
It's hot for taco.
Oh.
You thought I said it's for a hot taco?
Yeah.
Hey Siri, are Jack in the Box tacos gluten-free? But I want it so bad. Tortilla is made from ground corn, water, and lime, and it's gluten-free. However, the taco filling has several ingredients, including, so the shell is gluten-free. It's the meat.
There's wheat in the meat?
Yeah. That's how they're so cheap, because the meat is like meat.
Oh, it's filler meat where it's mostly wheat.
I mean, I don't know if it's mostly wheat.
It's enough wheat. Should we continue watching, or should we just do ASMR of Ian eating a taco?
I gotta save room for dessert.
All right, let's play.
How to make tacos.
Wait.
Oh, I don't even know how to make.
This was such a silly little throwaway joke that I love.
You made a whole plate of tacos.
No, I don't even know how to make tacos.
You don't know how to make tacos.
Dude, we gotta find out who's been making these delicious treats.
All right, fine. I'll just go set up a few more cameras then.
Just wanna point out, those are not Jack in the Box tacos. Those are Del Taco tacos.
Were they?
Yeah. That's a Del Taco taco. I know a Del Taco taco when I see it.
I think Del Taco tacos are better than Jack in the Box tacos.
Oh yeah, they're more like real tacos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss Del Taco tacos so much.
Oh, they're so good. The chicken soft taco? Bro. Really?
When people ask me, what do I miss eating now that I'm vegan? One of the things that pops up in my head is those Del Taco tacos. Because we used to go there probably 3 or 4 times a week.
Yeah, you get like the 2 tacos and the quesadilla.
So good. Fire.
And I'll just go set up a few more cameras then.
Wait, I thought you said we couldn't afford more cameras. You know, that's why I've been sleeping in your room the whole time. Right?
Yeah, I mean, these are really good tacos.
What was the joke? What is the joke we were even getting at? Like, it was kind of a throwaway joke. I have no idea if we were implying that I want you to sleep next to me?
Yeah, I think you just wanted a friend.
Oh, I just want a friend.
To sleep next to you.
Yeah.
You had your stuffed animals, and then you wanted your best friend in the bed, too.
Yeah, of course. All right. And you still...
No one crosses this Pikachu. That's your set, and this is mine.
All right.
We're going to bed at 8. We're pretty responsible.
Yeah. Gotta get a long night's sleep.
Yeah. I like how immediately Pikachu just becomes your comfort.
And you take all the sheets.
Come on, Ian's mom.
Wake up!
What's your problem?
You're just trying to make out with me for the second time.
Sorry, I was having a weird dream.
What?
None of your business! Get back to sleep.
I feel like that was such a common Smosh trope. When it'd be like something embarrassing, you'd be like, and then the person would get angry at you for embarrassing them.
None of your business!
Oh, and I like how I'd call your mom Ian's mom.
Well, that's her name.
Was this the first time that we had me obsessing over your mom in a video?
I doubt it. Like in video or in real life?
Let's go.
Oh, free foot content. This is before we knew that like a foot fetish was a thing.
I should have known though, because this was...
It was at this moment he knew he fucked up.
Is this on your wiki feet?
No, because this was after I sold my socks to that German guy.
Yeah. We needed the money. Did he barter down? I thought it was like 200.
I think I said 350 and he bartered down to 300.
I feel like you told me it was 200.
Did I tell you it was 200?
So did you...
Let me look it up.
Did you pocket 100 and then tell me it was 200?
Let me look it up.
You still have the email?
I'm just gonna type socks. Oh, here we go. Socks Germany got it right away. I'll read you the full email.
Oh no.
All right, so here's what the title was. Your socks. And it was spelled socks, S-O-X.
All right, cool. So he's being playful.
Oh, it's totally a playful thing. Oh, wait, this is done.
Has it been 20 minutes?
It's been 20. Should we pull it out?
We could put it into the warming. We could put it in the warming.
The cooling pod?
Wait, I pushed it back in.
You doof.
Ooh, it smells kind of good.
Yeah, it does.
Are you gonna get it all the way out?
There we go.
Dude, it's bubbling.
It looks relative.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next-day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Really good.
Look at that.
All right, cooler up top.
Yo.
So anyway, here's how it first started. He sent us a donation, and I can't find how much he donated, but I said, thank you so much for your donation. Name. We appreciate it so much. How did you find out about Smosh? Thank you. He says,
hello, Anthony. Okay. I am really astonished that you answered so quickly, and I must say I am really proud to receive an email from you, Anthony. I found Smosh.com via YouTube, as most people, I guess, and you are so extremely charming and extremely talented. I know how much work it must have been to produce those short films. It is all very well arranged and well done. The casting, you and Ian, is also perfect. You are both great at what you do. Thank you. You made me forget all those life problems for hours as you made me laugh spontaneously. I'm that in that crazy films. You deserve all our sympathy, Anthony. You are great!
And then...
just get to the feed stuff.
And he says,
I really love how Ian slaps you in the face and how he is kicking your balls in that video.
Okay, now here's where it gets really weird. He says,
I have one question though. Was it possible to buy the socks that you and Ian wore in the battleship video? They should be worn by you for 2 days, right before sending them to me. That would be great!
2 days?
He said 2 days. And
I like how he specified how long we should wear the socks before there was even any kind of like talk about a trip.
Yeah, he didn't even know if I would say yes yet. But okay. He really buttered me up there with lots of conversation. I said, hey, maybe for $500 we could ship them over to you after wearing them for 2 days each. And then he says,
$500 for your socks is really much. So that's $250 per pair. Do you have any chance a lower price? Do the $70 I already donated count?
I said, okay, fine, $450 total.
Dude, you were driving a hard deal.
I just thought this was so insane. And he says,
That is still very much. I am not rich. Don't you have a price for normal workers? I can't afford such a high price. Can't you reduce it?
And then I said, $380 total. And then he says,
what is the minimum price you would send me the socks? The price that would be a must for you.
And he said, the minimum price I would sell our socks for after being worn for 2 days would probably be $145 each. We would sign them and the shirt you bought too, for sure.
And he says, well, okay, worn socks usually cost between $25 and $50, but I understand that you are famous persons now, so $145 per pair seems to be an adequate and fair price. After 2 days being worn by you, they should be permeated with the scent of your perfect feet.
So, okay, so he actually asked for socks from both of us.
He did initially.
And
let me keep going.
Okay.
I said, the smell would not be perfect. It might make you sick.
You don't even know, brother.
And he said,
well, the smell should not be too intense. Maybe it could be perfectly already after 1 day.
I said, and then he said,
it will more probably make me addicted to it than make me sick.
Okay, don't shame.
And then I said, okay, well, 1 day it is. Do you really want to pay or is this a joke? And he says,
no, sorry, Anthony, I would never make a joke on you. I really want to have those socks of you both, and if they cost, I of course pay. May I ask you whether you are gay or straight?
Okay.
And I said, cool, here's a PayPal link, we're straight.
Cool, here's the link, we're straight. Okay.
And he says,
yes, also I guess the way you act confuses people, but that is one factor for your success, I think. I never got socks of straights. It's not easy to get them. Makes the socks even more precious.
All right.
It is your foot, Anthony, that steps on that naked man in the epic battle video. If yes, do you still have those socks? Then if you could send those socks worn by you.
You know, I think I've heard enough.
Have you heard enough?
I think so.
Oh, and he sent pictures and he circled the socks in the video.
Oh, that's helpful.
Yeah, and then he said,
actually, can we just do one pair of socks right now?
For how much?
Let me see what the total price ended up being.
Because I want to know if you lied to me in
public. Oh.
I'm pretty sure you told me $200.
Okay, he says, I pay $125. It got to $125 for the socks and $20 for shipping.
Oh. So a deal.
He got a deal. Somehow I cut him a deal. He said, can I just start with your socks and I'll get to Ian's later.
He wasn't satisfied. If you would have got them stinky and gross, he would have come back for more.
Right. You're right. He didn't come back for more. We missed out on an extra $125 plus $20 shipping.
Yeah. I think it's time to try this.
Should we? Are you hungry now after hearing the sock story?
Yes, dude. I'm jonesing.
Wait. Do you struggle to find convenient, nutrient-packed meals amid the chaos of the holiday season? Skip the stress with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal delivery service. Choose from over 35 weekly flavored pack, fresh, never frozen meals that are delivered straight to your door and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Factor lets me ditch the extra trip to the grocery store while still getting the nutritional quality this boy needs. Whether I'm stuck on set all day or busy spending time with my family for the holidays, or I'm just plain sad, I can be rest assured that Factor has me covered. All I have to do is heat it and enjoy. Why waste time cooking when you can choose from delicious chef-crafted meals every week that suit your specific lifestyle, whether it's calorie smart, vegan, veggie, or protein packed. Bam, bam. Factor also offers over 55 add-ons to suit your preferences and tastes, like ready-to-drink cold-pressed juices, shakes, and my personal favorite, smoothies. This December, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Head to factormeals.com/smosh50 and use code smosh50 to get 50% off. That's code smosh50 at factormeals.com/smosh50 to get 50% off. Now, back to flashback.
Might have to, wait, where's it going?
We can scoop the hot innards. This might be too hot still, huh?
We can just scoop up out a piece and then.
Oh, that's really.
Yeah.
It's
like a toffee.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. It's goopy.
Oh man, I can't believe how much I worked that guy for $125. That was like hours of work.
I can't believe he talked you down to 125. You were like $500, and he was like, could the $70 count towards you? You're like $470.
We gotta start playing this video.
Yeah.
There's been too many tangents.
What the f***ing frick? What is that?
I like that.
It looks like a calzone.
I
don't even know what that is.
I didn't know what a calzone was either.
So here you are getting out of bed.
Wait, are you already trying it? Is it good?
It's something.
I guess it tastes like brownie-ish. Was there sugar in this?
Yeah, there's sugar in that bag.
It doesn't really taste like it has any sweetness to it.
There's real sugar, but then for some reason, the chocolate syrup was sugar-free.
So it kind of has that sugar-free taste.
So it's like a mixture of sugar and sugar-free.
Okay, it actually grows on you if you get a big bite. You know what?
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Okay, I'm actually going for seconds.
I have to go for seconds, too.
All right, hope life.
What good. The frick?
Just wait.
So much was a frick.
You leave the house and then come back 2.5 hours later.
I got groceries? What the frick? I went to like 3 stores.
3 different spots.
And here you are making the calzone.
All this crap started when I bought this thing from that stupid old man.
I thought you found it.
Okay, so I might have made a blood oath with a voodoo priest, but
what?
It doesn't matter. Problem solved.
Dude, this is the dumbest idea you've ever had. The ghosts are gone. We already threw the thing out.
Well, we're gonna make sure they're gone. Okay? If any evil ghost chef or whatever passes
ghost
through
chef.
This, we're gonna be able to see it.
Why am I almost nude now?
Oh, it's like a joke. You get more and more naked as the nights go on.
And we go to bed earlier each night.
Yeah.
It's 6 p.m.
Yep. Take the sheets.
Oh, God, I know what's coming.
Oh.
What the frick? What the frick is that?
That's me just legitimately laughing at your reaction.
What the frickin' frick is that?
I couldn't hold my laughter back there. There's so many videos where I have little smirks in there because I can't hold it back and it just ends up being what we use.
That's funny.
What?
That sound! It was like...
Dude, I didn't hear anything. Just go back to sleep.
And people told me they didn't get what that was.
If you, like, if you look at the comments on this video, 90% of them are saying, oh, I'm just rewatching this and I know what that sound was now.
Yeah.
Wait, look, you can clearly see the string. Look.
Oh.
You can clearly see the string that was tied to the corner, like the fishing line.
Mm-hmm.
Like, look at the,
Yeah.
You can see it.
I tried to make it look like I was getting pulled out of bed.
You did a great job with this one, though. Really, there's something about it. I mean, your other foot kind of helps you, obviously.
Yeah.
But still.
Oh, my God. It's
best joke right here.
Ian, wake up!
What?
Holy shit!
What? Oh my God, I look like Michael frickin' Jackson!
Oh, come on, he wasn't that white.
No, I mean I look dead.
Oh,
bruh. Good times.
Was that too soon back then?
I
don't know how soon it was.
Bruh.
Okay.
What the hell? Did you bring that back in here?
No.
Just tell the truth.
I'm being completely honest. I didn't bring it. What the frick is that? It doesn't even fit in that little oven.
You had to make each piece separately?
Who the hell is Allison? I don't know. You know what? Here, that's it.
This is my favorite part of the video.
Dude, Anthony, where are you going?
We gotta make a short of this one.
Get the hell out of the road!
You want an easy bake oven?
Yeah!
Take it.
He's so angry and he's like, fuck yeah!
That's it?
Oh my God. We used to just blatantly show the addresses of every house in the neighborhood. But this is before Google Satellite or anything. Like,
we're
you just, couldn't do street view houses.
We're just innocent men.
Yeah, getting our house stalked very shortly after this.
I want to film one more night, just to be sure.
So 4 o'clock. Going to sleep at 4 o'clock.
I think I have a container of Tums next to the bed for some reason. Like, my stomach, my digestive issues were real back then.
Yeah.
The mountain between us.
Because this is how Paranormal Activity ended. The kinda. First Paranormal Activity is kind of like, oh, you're fully naked.
I'm just
yeah.
Dude. I love that it just was off camera. There's something so scary about that. Ooh, and it's bloody!
Dun, dun. That's how it got the blood.
Yeah, because you're supposed to supposedly beat my head with it or something?
This is biting satire right here.
Police department! If anyone is here, show yourself!
I feel like we're gonna have to blur this part out.
Oh, with the violence?
Jim, I got someone in here. Turn around and put your hands on your head.
Anthony?
Do as I say, right now!
Anthony?
He's reaching for something. It's a gun!
Fucking shocking.
Oh, never mind. It's a croissant. Wow, he's a great cook.
He just eats it directly out of your hand, holding your wrist.
That's a croissant.
Yep, biting commentary.
Yeah.
Always relevant commentary, unfortunately. That was Paranormal Easy Bake. You know, a lot of people do consider this one of the all-time classics of Smosh, and I think there's just something about the pacing and also mixing it with the horror genre and, like, those night vision shots. I just think the pacing is so good. It was like, funny little bit, then you get a sleeping time less. Funny little bit, and it's just like that repeated format over and over, and it escalates each time.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's just a damn good video. Apparently, we didn't have bloopers for this one. We just had an alternate video?
I think it's alternate ending or something. Yeah.
No, I think it's a whole extra bit.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
shut
and I edited, I animated this.
This is ridiculous, guys. Oh, I worked my ass off on this set, and I can't even get a...
Oh, it's like a freak out.
Yeah.
The actor freak out.
Which were super popular at the time.
Yeah.
Glass of water? This is BS! I know I can't drink water because I'm a freaking oven. I understand that, but I still demand it right now! Someone better give me a water! You! Over there! No, don't you just walk away! Don't you walk away! Do you? I am a star here! Okay, guys. I'll give you one more chance before I'm calling my lawyer. And I'm gonna get him, and he's gonna sue all your asses for being-
Why is there sentimental music?
Knockers to me, and I'm gonna put you in my oven.
I was like running out of breath.
Literally and figuratively. Where's the director? I need to speak with him right now, and if I don't-
Is this Titanic music? What the fuck is
it? I'm gonna cook some really disgusting cookies for him. It's gonna taste like Hitler's ass. You guys are amateurs! I'm sick of working with these stupid amateurs! I am a professional!
Why is this music
playing? I'm getting to $8 an hour!
You all shut up! I'm sick of your constant bitching!
What?
Alright, let's go have a little talk.
Hey, wait, what are you doing? You're gonna be speaking to my lawyer, you little punk!
Why is there gun violence against this Easy Bake Oven?
I'm still alive, you little prick!
That's pretty funny.
To see foods that look like poop.
What?
Then we had a whole article.
To see foods that look like poop.
We had a whole article on Smosh.com that we were linking people to. Oh, man. Yep. I wonder how many people are like, yeah, I gotta see these foods that look like poop.
Like, oh, this is gonna be full of walls.
Oh, man.
Dude,
I can't look at this.
To see foods that look like poop.
Watch this video that you're already watching.
This has been a journey.
It's been a journey. I've learned a lot about myself.
Yeah.
And about my willingness to haggle someone for $125.
For some old socks.
For some old socks.
But really, how much would you charge now?
If I were to do that much haggling, that's a lot of time. Time is money. Time is money. Probably 10 or 20,000. My value's gone up. I know my place now. I know my worth.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Like, so if somebody offers you 20,000, somebody emails you, I think you should create a different Gmail. Anthony's socks for sale at gmail.com. But if somebody offers you legit $20,000, would you do it?
I feel like that's verging on undisclosed website for fans.com. I own that URL, by the way, so we're good.
Okay, cool.
So I feel like we're verging into that territory. But yeah, I would do it. $20,000?
I'd do it.
$20,000 for socks?
Yeah, I don't care.
I would, and I would legitimately wear it for a day, too.
Yeah, I'd wear it for a week.
You know what? I'll wear it for a week, too. You know what? And they could get a good deal. $35,000? They get both of our socks. Both of our pairs of socks.
Okay.
For a week. Yeah.
All right.
You
deal.
Want a deal.
Now we just got to find somebody who pays $35,000 for our socks.
Is
could it be you?
We're desperate.
I mean,
is that, do you think, is that a company?
Oh.
Like, does it go through the company or is that directly right into our pockets? Or do we reinvest it? Wouldn't that be sick if we could say that we reinvested in some, got some really cool, like, I don't know, some really cool thing for the office?
We got two jet skis for the office.
Yeah, we could get a little, like, above ground pool and two jet skis.
Yeah. All right, if somebody is really rich, they want to buy our socks, we will use that sock money to buy an above ground pool and two jet skis, and we will put it in the Smosh studio.
What? Where, do we have room for that here?
We will find room. We're gonna tear out this whole studio.
And it's just gonna be a video of us doing circles.
Yeah, just doing donuts in our jet skis. It'll just be a whole new series.
Yeah.
We're gonna do without, like, we don't need Smosh Pit anymore.
Nah.
It's just Smosh jet skis.
Jet ski, 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 jet ski with Smosh.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.